Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Sheila Packa, and I'm a poet and writer. I live in Duluth, and I grew up on the Iron Range. I have a brand new project called The Vermilion Trail. I grew up on Highway 4, which is also known as the Vermilion Trail. It's a very old road that was first used by Native Americans, probably by the Woodland Indian tribe, in about the year 1000 AD. And it's been continued to be used by various people. It's been used by immigrants and people coming in and out of the very unique culture and region. This poem, Not Just Bread, is a found poem from the writing of Elizabeth Gurley Flynn. She was on the Iron Range. She was a labor organizer for the Wobblies in 1917. In Rebel Girl, she wrote, "All that summer, the strike dragged out a dogged existence. We raced up and down the range from one end to another in an old bakery truck driven by a couple of young Italian strikers who often forgot we were not bred and bounced us mercilessly over the unpaved, rocky road. The deputies came to know the truck and took pot shots at us, so we had to stop using it, much to our relief. There were about 14 towns from one end to another, which we covered. Several times the strikers marched the length of the range, holding meetings in each town. Sometimes towns shut off the drinking water while we were there." Women have worked in the taconite mines and the iron mines for a long time. There are photographs at the Iron Range Resource Center of women who were employed during World War II. And a photograph at the Oliver Mine inspired this poem. "An all-female crew in the pit on day shift, pickaxe, shovel, crowbar. They wear work boots, men's bib overalls, plaid wool shirts and beneath thermal underwear, bras stained with iron ore. They tie their heads with triangle scarves. They don't mind getting dirty working in the mine while the men are off to war. In the pocket, heavy with coin, a flask, a pack of cigarettes, a navy handkerchief, lunchbox as gray as artillery. No heels to wobble after the whistle blows when they put a nickel in the jukebox in neon glow, dance to a love song, fingernails stained by toil. Ton after ton loaded on rails. They went deeper after the dynamite, bent to the task, and took out the soil that they were standing on."
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.